trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Let us bow our heads while we pray.
现在请低头，我们祷告。
我们慈爱的天父上帝，我们今天在你的面前愿意领受你的真理，求主的灵感动每一位听众的心，帮助他们知道在天上有一位爱他们的神，也求主把你的话放在他们的心内。我们这样的祈求都是奉主的圣名，阿们。 Alright, let us turn to number 53.
现在请翻到第53课。
Number 53.
第53课。
You will find number 53 at near the beginning of the second book.
这是在第二册开始没有多久的地方。
And the subject of lesson 53 is, Blessed are the poor in spirit.
第53课的题目是虚心的人有福了。
Or the first of the eight Beatitudes.
这是八福里头的第一个。
How often we hear people say,
我们常常听见人这样说，
My luck is no good.
我的运气不好。
My business is bad.
我的事业不顺利。
My child is sick.
我的孩子病了。
Everything seems to be against me.
每一件事情都好像在跟我作对。
Where is the God who is supposed to be the source of every blessing?
那位应当是万福之源的上帝到底在什么地方？
Let us be careful.
我们应当很小心。
Lest we assume the wrong attitude toward God.
免得我们对上帝采取了错误的态度。
We must not think that because we suffer,
我们不要这样想，认为我们要是受苦的话，
God is displeased with us.
就是因为上帝不喜欢我们的缘故。
Neither must we feel,
我们也不可以感觉，
that material prosperity,
是物质方面的兴盛，
is an indication of God's approval.
就表示上帝的嘉许。
The greatest blessings cannot be figured.In dollars and cents.
最大的福气是不能够用金钱或者元角分来计算。
Money is something which is unstable.
金钱是一种非常靠不住的东西。
It comes and goes.
它是来来去去的。
Moreover, nothing in this material world can be taken out of this world.
而且在这个物质的世界上头，没有一样东西是能够被带走离开这世界。
It will perish with this life.
它会跟今生一同毁灭。
There are blessings, however,
然而却有一些个福气，
which bring not only happiness in this life,
不仅能够使今生得着快乐，
but eternal joys in the next life,
也能在来生使我们得着永远的快乐。
These are the blessings which are invaluable.
这些个福气是无价的。
And for which we should all strive.
我们每个人都应该努力追求的。
Christ spoke of these blessings.
基督曾经论到这些个福气。
While seated upon the mountainside.
就是他坐在山边的时候。
By the shores of Lake Galilee.
就是在加利利海海岸。
Many centuries ago.
在许多世纪以前。
Among his listeners were many Jews.
在他的听众里头有很多是犹太人。
They had high hopes that Christ was about to proclaim himself their deliverer.
他们都热切地 希望基督就要宣布他是他们的拯救主。
They had heard Christ announce,
他们曾经听见基督宣告说
The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
天国近了。
Perhaps this is the kingdom which will revive our former national glory.
也许这就是恢复我们以前国家的荣耀那个王国。
And gain our independence from Roman oppression.
也可以从罗马的压制之下获得独立。
They reasoned.
他们这样想。
And so they waited, awaited the opening words.
所以他们就等候着这位耶稣的开场白。
The opening words from this great miracle worker.
从这位行神迹的这一位他的开场白。
Jesus began to speak.
耶稣开始说话
To their astonishment,
使他们非常惊讶的
They saw no expression of hatred upon his face.
在他们的脸上，在他的脸上并看不出一点仇恨的表情。
They did not see him raise his fist and shout.
他并没有听见他看见他举起他的拳头来这样呼喊着说
Down with Roman imperialism.
就是要打倒罗马帝国主义。
But this is what they heard.
他们所听见的却是这样
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
虚心的人有福了
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
因为天国是他们的
Matthew 5:3.
这是马太五章三节
Another translation of the expression poor in spirit is humble-minded.
这个在另外的一本虚心用谦虚来 代替
The initial audience reaction was one of disappointment.
这些听众们最初的反应就是失望。
This man was not going to discuss material things.
这个人现在不是要跟我们讨论物质方面的事情。
He was going to talk of spiritual things.
他现在要谈论属灵的事。
Yet they could not leave.
然而他们却不能够离开。
Jesus' manner was so different.From other orators.
耶稣的态度跟其他的演说家真是大不相同。
His voice was gentle.
他的声音是温和的。
And his words had peculiar power.
他的话里面还有一种特殊的力量。
And what Jesus had to say brought conviction to their hearts.
耶稣所说的话使他们的心受了感动。
The listeners discovered that Christ had not come
这些听众们发现基督来并不是
to set up a worldly government
要设立一个属世的国度
based on hate
以仇恨为他的根基
His was to be a spiritual kingdom
他的国乃是一种属灵的国
based on love
是以爱为根基的
In Christ's kingdom, no selfish, scheming person could enter.
在基督的国里头，没有自私或者是诡诈的人可以进去。
For in the kingdom of heaven,
因为在天国里头，
all men are brethren.
所有的人都是弟兄。
The great leader did not covet an earthly throne.
这一位伟大的领袖并不贪求属世的宝座。
His sole aim was to set up his throne in the hearts of men.
他唯一的目标就是要在世人的心里面设立他的宝座。
In his kingdom, there would be no national boundaries.
在他的国里头并没有什么国家的界限。
No racial difference.
没有什么种族的区别。
No social inequality.
没有什么社会方面的不平等。
For this was Christ's kingdom of grace.
因为这乃是基督恩典的国度。
To become a citizen of Christ's kingdom.
要成为基督国里面的公民。
The first requirement is to have a 虚心, the Chinese expression.
照着中文的说法第一个资格就是要虚心
虚 means empty
虚就是空的
The worldly man is very self-satisfied
熟识的人是非常自满的。
He boasts of his education.
他夸耀他的教育。
His talents.
他的才干。
His riches.
他的财富。
Self-worship is his faith.
崇拜自我乃是他的信仰。
He feels no lack whatever.
他不觉得有什么缺少。
His heart is full of self.
他的心里头充满了自己。
In Christ's kingdom, such a person is of no use.
在基督的国里面是用不着这样的人。
While in the United States,
在美国的时候，
during the last war,
就是在上一次世界大战的时候，
we searched for a place to live.
我们找一个地方要住。
We looked in the newspapers,
我们就看报纸，
at the advertisements,
看上面的广告。
We discovered many houses for rent.
我们发现有好些个房子是出租的。
But there was one difficulty.
但是有一个困难。
None of these houses were empty.
没有一个房子是空的。
One must wait several weeks or months before they would be vacated.
一个人必须要等好几个星期甚至好几个月那房子才能够腾空。
It took a long time to find an empty house.
要找一个空的房子真是要用很多的时间才行。
Today, Christ is looking for a place to live.
今天基督正在寻找一个地方要住。
He wants to dwell in your heart.
他想住在你的心里。
He says,
他说,
Behold,
看哪,
I stand at the door and knock.
我站在门外叩门。
If anyone hears my voice,
若有听见我声音,
and opens the door,
就开门的,
I will come into him,
我要进到他那里去,
and eat with him,
我要与他一同坐席,
and he with me,
他与我一同坐席。
Revelation 3:20.
启示录三章二十节。
Is your heart empty?
你的心已经腾空了。
Or is it occupied?
或者还是装满了东西呢?
Is your heart full of evil thoughts?
你的心里面是不是充满了恶念呢?
Or selfish plans?
或者是自私的计划?
Will you tell Christ to wait?
你会不会告诉基督说等一下?
And come back in a few months?
或者是过几个月再来?
Every time we ignore an invitation of God's Spirit,
每一次我们要是不理睬上帝的灵要进入我们心中的邀请。
To enter our hearts, it makes the heart more hardened.
就会使这个心就更加的坚硬。
Christ will not wait forever.
基督不会永远的等待。
Christ is knocking at your heart's door now.
基督现在正在叩你的心门。
Do you hear him?
你有没有听见他的声音?
Only you can open the door.
只有你能打开这个门。
Christ will not force his way in.
基督不会强迫地进来。
How many will say,
有多少人会说,
Lord, I open my heart to thee.
主啊,我向你敞开我的心。
Come in and dwell with me forever.
请进来,与我永远同住。
The new words to lesson 53.
第五十三课的生字
are 11 in number
一共是十一个
number one is attitude
态度
attitude number two displeased
不满意或者不喜欢
displeased three indication
表示
indication four unstable
不稳定
unstable 5 invaluable
是无价之宝
invaluable
无价的
6 initial
最初的
initial 7 orators
演讲家
orators 8 scheming
诡诈的
scheming 9 boundaries
界限
boundaries 10 inequality.
不平等。
Inequality. 11. Ignore.
不理会。
Ignore. Let us read this lesson. Lesson 53 over in English.
把第53课再念一遍，用英文再念一遍。
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
虚心的人有福了。
How often we hear people say, My luck is no good. My business is bad. My children are sick. Everything seems to be against me. Where is the God who is supposed to be the source of every blessing? Let us be careful, lest we assume the wrong attitude toward God. We must not think that because we suffer, God is displeased with us. Neither must we feel that material prosperity is an indication of God's approval. The greatest blessings cannot be figured in dollars and cents. Money is something which is unstable. It comes and goes. Moreover, nothing in this material world can be taken out of this world. It will perish with this life. There are blessings, however, which bring not only happiness in this life, but eternal joys in the next life. These are the blessings which are invaluable, and for which we should all strive. Christ spoke of these blessings while seated upon the mountainside by the shores of Lake Galilee many centuries ago. Among his listeners were many Jews. They had high hopes that Christ was about to proclaim himself their deliverer. They had heard Christ announce, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Perhaps this is the kingdom which will revive our former national glory and give our independence and gain our independence from Roman oppression, they reason. And so they awaited the opening words from this great miracle worker. Jesus began to speak. To their astonishment, they saw no expression of hatred upon his face. They did not see him raise his fist and shout, Down with Roman imperialism. But this is what they heard. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Another translation of the expression poor in spirit is humble-minded. The initial audience reaction was one of disappointment. This man was not going to discuss material things. He was going to talk of spiritual things. Yet they could not leave. Jesus' manner was so different from other orators. His voice was gentle, and his words had peculiar power. And what Jesus had to say brought conviction to their hearts. The listeners discovered that Christ had not come to set up a worldly government based on hate. His was to be a spiritual kingdom based on love. In Christ's kingdom, no selfish, scheming person could enter. For in the kingdom of heaven, all men are brethren. This great leader did not covet an earthly throne. His sole aim was to set up his throne in the hearts of men. In his kingdom, there would be no national boundaries, no racial differences, no social inequality, for this was Christ's kingdom of grace. To become a citizen of Christ's kingdom, the first requirement is to have a xu xin. Xu means empty. The worldly man is very self-satisfied. He boasts of his education, his talents, his riches. Self-worship is his faith. He feels no lack whatever. His heart is full of self. In Christ's kingdom, such a person is of no use. While in the United States during the last war, we searched for a place to live. We looked in the newspapers at the advertisements. We discovered many houses for rent. But there was one difficulty. None of these houses were empty. One must wait several weeks or months before they would be vacated. It took a long time to find an empty house. Today, Christ is looking for a place to live. He wants to dwell in your heart. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man or anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and eat with him, and he with me." Is your heart empty, or is it occupied? Is your heart full of evil thoughts or selfish plans? Will you tell Christ to wait and come back in a few months? Every time we ignore an invitation of God's Spirit to enter our hearts, it makes the heart more hardened. Christ will not wait forever. Christ is knocking at your heart's door now. Do you hear him? Only you can open the door. Christ will not force his way in. How many will say, "Lord, I open my heart to thee. Come in and dwell with me forever"? Well, I cannot see you raise your hands to this question.
在发出这个问题之后，我不能看你举起手来。
The Lord knows how many have answered this question in your hearts.
但是主知道有多少人已经在心里回答了这个问题。
The Lord knows all about the condition of your heart.
主知道每个人心里头的情况。
He knows about the evil habits which you may have to overcome.
他知道你可能必须要胜过的不良的习惯。
He knows the temptations which easily beset you.
他也知道那容易缠累你的试探。
But he is calling you day by day through his Spirit.
但是他借着他的圣灵天天正呼召你。
He's calling you to open your heart.
他正在呼召你要敞开你的心门。
You cannot cleanse your heart.
你不能够洁净你自己的心。
But you can open your heart to him.
但是你能够向他敞开你的心。
You can give him your heart.
你能把你的心给他。
And he will give you a new heart.
他会赐给你一颗新的心。
He will cleanse your selfish heart.
他会洁净你自私的心。
And give you an unselfish heart.
把一颗不自私的心给你。
Let us bow our heads and ask God to help us.
让我们低下头来，我们祈求上帝帮助我们。
我们慈爱的天父上帝，我们知道有不少的听众已经听了这个广播有很久了，而到现在你的灵愿意特别感动他们的心。求主帮助他们打开他们的心门，让主耶稣进来做他们的王，做他们的救主。求主洁净他们的心，帮助他们可以脱离一切的自私，一切的骄傲，使他们在你的里面做一个虚心的人。因为我们知道虚心的人才能够将来承受天国的产业。愿天父上帝的灵永远与他们同在。我们这样祈求，都是奉主的圣名。Amen. Now, as we say farewell, may the Lord's Spirit continue to guide you.
在我们道别的时候，愿上帝的灵继续不断地引领你。
And we hope you will return during the next broadcast and study with us the second beatitude.
希望在下一次你能够再收听跟我们一同研究八福里头的第二个福气。
And we trust that you will invite members of your family, your friends and relatives to listen to.
我们也相信你会请你的家人、你的亲戚和朋友也来收听。
So goodbye for this time and may God bless you.
愿上帝赐福给你，我们再会。